weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
The University Gospel Choir of the Year is an annual competition that aims to bring together some talented individuals through music. It takes place on Saturday at the Hippodrome in London. Representing Cambridge is the Cambridge University Gospel Choir. I'm pleased to say I'm joined by three members of the choir in the studio now. Now, I'm going to have to struggle with some of these names. Carol Ebe, who is... What do you regard your title as within the choir?
So I would say President.
President, that President Ebe. I quite like the sound of that. Rebecca Shirley is here as well, as is Nungari Mongi. God, that's not bad. That's good. Good going. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
What amazed me when I was looking through the notes that you sent me was the fact that the choir actually hasn't been in that existence for very long at all. Why? Right. How?
Well, yes, it hasn't been in existence in a while. We started off in November. So when I first came to do my PhD here in Cambridge, I've always loved gospel music. And I came here and I really didn't find that sort of, you know, gospel music kind of thing. So I thought it was probably the right place and the right time to start something different that could actually inspire and empower people to experience the love of God and also to love others.
Because there's different gospel choirs and gospel communities in some of the churches on a Sunday morning.
Definitely.
Around Cambridge. You can hear their voices coming out as you as you wander past, and lovely it sounds. So what I'm kind of intrigued as to why nobody at the university got together on that before. It's such a popular form of music and celebration.
Right. I would think it's the time and the schedule, because our schedule in the university is quite tight. And the terms are usually short. Like for undergraduates, it's usually 8 weeks per term. And in 8 weeks, you know, you do everything and study for exams whenever they come back. So I think time would be a major challenge in this sort of thing. But, you know, I came in and I was very lucky to find other people who were really inspired, love gospel music, and could make out time. So we do squeeze out time to rehearse and sing, but it's quite challenging, I would say.
Rebecca, how did you get involved in all of this? A notice was pinned up on a notice board, or how does it work these days?
Well, I heard a lot about it from my friends. Essentially, the group did a Christmas fellowship night, and that went over really well. It was really well attended, and there was a lot of info on it on social media and just a lot of buzz, especially in the Christian community. And so I was really intrigued to get involved. I really enjoy singing, and I was looking for something to get involved in.
Mm. And Nungari, do you all sort of attend churches as well, or do you just sing in the university choirs?
So I attend the Catholic Church, St. Lawrence. And the style of worship and singing in Catholic churches is a bit different, and I've got quite an eclectic taste in.
It's just quite a mix. We cover the midnight mass service from the Church of Our Lady and the English Martyrs on the Hills Road, and it's great, but it's not gospel. It's pretty much the, you know, traditional choir I remember singing.
Exactly. And so I really wanted something that I felt I could fully express everything that I wanted in worship. And this was a perfect opportunity. I just happened to be speaking to a friend about, oh, I'd really like to get back into singing. I haven't sang in a number of years. And he mentioned the gospel choir had just been formed. So I just went for the next session the following Monday and stayed ever since. It's been great.
And how many of you are there in the choir altogether?
So we're currently about 20 of us now. We're growing pretty fast. I think whenever we have an event, we have at least 2-3 people join us. Mm. And so we've been actually really blessed to have like very committed members, and we continue to grow.
Well, I guess one of the problems must be, like any organization around university, is the turnover of members that you can do absolutely nothing about, because people will graduate, some will stay in
Definitely.
Cambridge, but others will move on. So you've got to keep everybody coming through.
Right. And,
it's really easy to retain people, I think, because people really enjoy the practices too. It's not just about the fellowship nights. It's not really so much about performing as it is about sharing the gospel with other people. And so having our rehearsals is really an opportunity for us to engage in fellowship as well. So I think when people enjoy that and have fun doing that, they're more likely to stay even when they're busy, and they find it kind of relieving as well from their busy studies.
So how often do you actually meet together to well, I guess rehearse initially, but perhaps go a bit beyond that as well, of course?
Yeah, so we meet once a week, every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. But if we have like special events, which we do monthly, we can add like an additional rehearsal in a month.
And a special event, I guess, coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
For you. How does this work? What's the running order, as it were?
Well, I think we're almost ready. I mean, we've been rehearsing for like 5 weeks, but like five times really, which is like once a week.
But I guess you're practicing anyway.
We do. But the good thing is for the group that we have very talented people, very committed. And like Rebecca said, people enjoy rehearsals. So for us, it's a time to just be free and just enjoy doing what we love to do. And so we learn very quickly. And, you know, the choreography, the dance part can be a little challenging to get everyone to do
because
the same thing.
Because that's the thing with the gospel right. music. You know, I can just about, you know, hold down a tune and follow the music. But to be able to move in time to it as well.
Yeah. We make it happen. You just move from right to left.
I guess so. Is it like a learning a dance number almost?
Well, because this is a competition and we want to sort of like, it's more like performing really and also worshiping at the same time. So we have a choreography to go with, you know, sort of to express the lyrics of the songs that we're doing, but in a sort of like a unique way. So usually we wouldn't do that in our regular services. We just dance and feel free and people can move in whatever direction they want.
So you're saying a competition is more regimented? I don't know if that's quite the right
sort
word
of,
for
yes,
it.
Yes, because you have to be sort of unique and stand out and really still pass across a message, but in a very organized fashion and sort of like a performance, really, but still have a message there.
Mm. And it must be challenging because I guess there's a danger almost of going too far with the expression, because it's still a form of worship at the end of the day. Mm. So you just have to hold yourselves back sometimes, or it does not really matter.
Well, we're going all out. I think for us, expression is I lift my hands, you lift your hands and don't hold it down, you know, like just do it at the same time and make it uniform. So it's sort of like the same way really, but we just add a little bit more to the choreography and the movement just to make it more organized, because you don't want to have people watching you and you're moving in all kinds of direction, you know, just to sort of keep it together.
Do you have to, you know, if somebody's not so good, do you have to push them towards the back just to make sure that they're not, you know, waving their arms at the wrong moment?
Apparently we're not that many, so we have one line.
Oh dear. Yeah. And what do you know about the opposition who you're up against in terms of the other choirs? Where have they come from?
Well, 9 other universities from Leicester, Derby, Imperial, everywhere really. I can't remember the other ones. So it's about 9 other choirs, so we're 10 in total.
Okay. Do you each sing one number, two numbers? How does it work?
So you choose a minimum of at least 2 songs, and you can perform it as a medley. So sort of like be creative and sort of cut and join things and just make it work. Or you can choose to sing 3 individual songs. So, but we're doing 3 songs in a medley. So it's like we're a little creative with songs that are already existing and sort of added our own little spin and twist to it just to make it, you know, really unique.
And you'll say it's about taking part, but what happens if you win?
I haven't thought about it. Actually, I think I just started thinking about that the other day when one of the members said, you know, we can actually win this. What are we going to do? And everyone was like, really?
You get a trophy, or is it like Eurovision?
We get a trophy.
Go forward to a bigger competition?
I don't know what's going to happen.
I think the most beautiful thing that could happen is to get greater visibility to the glory of God.
Right.
Because this is essentially what this is all about, and also to minister to people. Yeah. I think one word that many people have used to describe the effect of the concerts is uplifting.
Right.
And so if we can achieve that and encourage some people and win while we're at it, I think that's the best case scenario.
right, of course.
Yeah. But it is the kind of music, I guess, you know, the London Community Gospel Choir will be what people are maybe most familiar with this genre of music. And actually, you know, you don't necessarily have to believe. It's pretty uplifting either way.
Right.
Okay, well, look, so what time are you going to be on stage on Saturday so we can all be thinking of you at this particular moment?
I think it's from 6:30 p.m. I'm not sure exactly when we're
coming.
So
as long as you check before you leave, that's fine.
But it starts at 6:30. Okay. Yeah, but we're there in the morning anyway, just to make sure we don't leave anybody behind.
And it's at the Hippodrome, isn't
it?
Which is in North London, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, I hope it all goes very well for us.
Thank you.
Come back and tell us.
Sure.
And,
we
would love to have played some of your music out, but I've had a couple of technical issues, largely to do with the fact that video doesn't work too well on the radio always. But maybe come back when you've won and bring some of the other members. We'll get you out in the car park and get you singing there is possibly a good plan. But thank you all very much indeed for coming
in. Thank you so much.
Best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.